This podcast contains explicit material that may not be suitable for children. So if your kids are around, put on your headphones, sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Welcome to Big Fat Positive with Shauna and Laura. I'm Laura.
And I'm Shauna.
And we're friends and writing partners who just happened to be pregnant at the exact same time. So we started a podcast.
On this week's show, we have our weekly check-ins. We have a special segment called OMG, I'm Freaking Out, in which I wonder if maybe I just jinxed my entire pregnancy. And we wrap it up with our BFPs and BFNs, where we talk about the highs and lows of our week.
Just a quick heads up, so we were still figuring out all the technical details about the podcast world when we recorded these segments you're about to hear, so you may notice that in the audio, but we promise it only gets better, and especially when we really get going and we know our stuff in episode 5. Let's get started.
Welcome to our podcast.
Welcome.
We're going to start off, as we do every week, with our weekly check-in. So, Laura, what happened with you and your pregnancy this week?
So, I am 9 weeks now.
All right.
Moving along. The main thing is I went to go get all the blood screening for my NIPT or NIPT or NIPS, N-I-P-S. This is a screening. I feel like mine's a little different than, I mean, it's not different. I'm doing the same tests as everyone, but my mom is a geneticist. So my mom is a medical geneticist. She's the doctor you see if you have a kid with a terrible birth defect, basically. Mm-hmm. And because I grew up with a mom who's a geneticist, I grew up knowing that if I ever got pregnant, my child would be tested for every single thing possible under the sun. And my mom has kept true to her promise. Mm-hmm. She overnighted screening kits for carrier screening. So there's different kinds of screening. You can get the carrier screening, which is when you and your partner are tested to see what recessive genes, or dominant, I guess, but what genes you carry, right? Mm-hmm. I guess if they were dominant, you would know you have them. But the idea is to see what you're more at risk for. And that combined with the NIPT or NIPT or NIPS, which is the non-invasive prenatal screening, which is where they take your blood and they isolate the fetal DNA from your blood, the maternal DNA, and then test it to see if there are any major chromosomal abnormalities. So when you combine that with the carrier screening, you can have a pretty good sense of what you're at risk for. No tests are perfect, of course. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not
100%. It's just a screening.
It's a screening.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and my mom has made that very clear.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting because on one hand, it's really great to have her as a resource. On the other hand, like, all she sees are babies with problems.
Mm-hmm.
So I think sometimes she forgets that pregnancies just like are sometimes are just fine.
Most of the time, we're
most
just
of the time,
fine.
Most of the time. So, you know, I think she prepares for the worst case a little bit. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, we did the carrier screening. She's expediting it through the lab.
Awesome.
And I had to convince the nurse at my OB's office to do the extended panel rather than the regular panel. And she said, you know, normally we just do the regular panel.
Which tests for, Downs, trisomy?
All those trisomies, yeah. 18, 13. Downs is a trisomy
21.
As well, 21, yeah. And then a couple other deletions and micro deletions. I asked my mom, should I get the regular one, the extended? I don't know why I asked. She, of course, said the extended.
Mm-hmm.
So I did it. But the nurse was like, well, you normally just do the regular one. And she's like, this one is more expensive. And I was like, my mom gave me specific instructions, and she also told me she'd pay for it.
Nice.
So, yeah. So I'm waiting on the results, and I should know the sex
Yay!
Of the baby by next week.
All
so
right.
I might tell you on the podcast.
Do you have a feeling either way?
No, I'm so bad. Like, I have every 5 minutes, it's flipping for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
What
I
do you think? Do you have a guess?
Out. I just feel like so many of us are having girls lately, like the universe just needs to balance out and give you a boy, but I also kind of really want you to have a girl, because
mm-hmm.
I have girls, so no, I have no gut feeling.
So, anyway, that's mine. So what are you up to this week?
I went in for my first trimester screening, even though I did do all the chromosome testing and everything, and it turned out fine. My doctor still wanted me to go for the screening, which is where they do an ultrasound. It's like the first time they can really see the anatomy of the baby, and they check the nuchal fold and measure that, because that can be indicative of Down syndrome.
Which is basically like it's like a space behind the neck, essentially,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes, exactly. But they can also check, like, they can look at the brain and the heart and see how all that's doing. So I was a nervous wreck. I'm just very nervous and uptight this whole pregnancy, and this particular test got me very worked up, and I probably Googled way too much about, like, what terrible things you can find out at the first trimester screening. And I was so nervous. I went in there and sat down, and the nurse took my blood pressure, and she's like, "Whoa, let's try that again." I was "Yeah, I'm really, really nervous. So it's probably really high." It was like 150 over something, and I'm usually like 107. So we took it again, and it went down. It was fine. But the screening went great, and we saw little baby and her brain and her little heart, and he said that he feels confident that everything is looking good. So I left really happy, and with some really weird, like, 3D images of the baby. So funny. He like was showing us these 3D images on the screen, and I think he wanted us to be really impressed. He's like, "Look at this." And he's like spinning the image around and stuff. And Steve and I were both like, "What are we even looking at? It just looks like a very weird brown blob." But this doctor was jazzed about these 3D images. So
this reminds me of something a friend showed me, Carrie showed me recently, which was someone had posted a picture, one of those 3D ultrasounds, to one of those baby boards. I don't know if they did it to like be like, "Look how cute," or like, "Here's my baby," whatever it is. And the top comment was, "That's a crispy lasagna." I'll link it in the show notes or something.
I kind of wish I could see the picture.
I mean, I can pull it up. Our audience is not going to be able to see it, but you can see it. This was an option for a name for our podcast, but
I get where that comes from, because it definitely looked like a very weird mash of unidentifiable stuff. Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Although I can see some fingers in that one, so I don't know if I'd want to eat that lasagna.
That lasagna looks crisp. And then the next comment is, "That's my daughter."
Oh,
amazing.
Oh, God, that's hilarious.
Anyway. So you saw your crispy lasagna.
I did.
That's so exciting.
Very exciting.
Laura, we recently had our moms on the show, and it was so fun hearing their stories from the past.
I loved hearing what they had to share about their experiences being pregnant and having young kids. But you know they have so many more amazing memories and stories to share.
Yes, and that's why StoryWorth is such a wonderful gift for the mother figure in your life. It's a way to capture those stories and memories for years to come.
And what better time to give StoryWorth than for Mother's Day, which is right around the corner. Right now, our listeners can save $10 off your first purchase by going to StoryWorth.com/BFP.
Here's how it works. Each week, StoryWorth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick, such as, "What is your favorite memory of your parents?"
All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter.
You'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's response as they're submitted over the course of the year. You'll get to enjoy their retelling of the stories you already know, or be surprised by stories you've never heard before.
After that year of fun, StoryWorth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come.
I gifted StoryWorth to my mom a couple years ago, and her hardcover book is a special memento on my bookshelf that my girls and I love to look through.
My mom did one too, and included lots of pictures from her childhood, which Sebastian and Augie love looking at.
Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years. StoryWorth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to StoryWorth.com/BFP.
That's StoryWorth.com/BFP to save $10 on your first purchase. There's nothing like the feeling of being confident in your own skin. No complicated routine, no multiple step protocols, just simple, scientifically validated solutions.
Absolutely. That's why we have to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best.
The secret to OneSkin's success is their proprietary OS1 peptide, which switches off the aging cells and has been clinically proven to strengthen the skin barrier and improve skin health markers.
For a limited time, our listeners will get an exclusive 15% off OneSkin products using the code BFP when you check out at OneSkin.co.
One of my favorite things about OneSkin products is how easy they are to use. I swear, I've seen skin routines with like 20 steps, but not OneSkin. Just cleanse, pat your skin dry, and apply twice daily.
We aren't the only ones who love OneSkin. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews, and were recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands in 2024.
OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer.
My skin tends to get really irritated this time of year, but since using the OneSkin face supplement every day, my skin feels calm and healthy. I've also been using the eye topical supplement, which I really feel brightens up my face.
Get started today with 15% off using code BFP at oneskin.co.
That's 15% off oneskin.co with code BFP. After your purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you.
Okay, I will be the first to admit that I don't always prioritize my own wellness. With kids and work, it never feels easy to fit in taking care of myself. But with Alo Moves, I find it easier than ever to do so.
Same. With the Alo Moves app, everything I need is in one place. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, and so much more.
If you're curious what Alo Moves has to offer, visit alomoves.com and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and 20% off an annual membership.
I love that I can easily find a class that's perfectly suited to my interests and ability level. They offer classes from beginner to advanced, and all classes are on demand, so you can fit them into your busy schedule.
They have high-intensity classes if you're looking to get in a good sweat, and low-key mindfulness classes if you're looking to get centered. They even offer help with sleep, which we all know is crucial for moms.
Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Alo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer.
One thing I really like about Alo Moves is that they create themed playlists, so it's easy to find content on the areas you're interested in. One of my favorite playlists right now is called Meditation for Productivity.
Ooh, I love the sound of that one. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves. Go to alomoves.com now and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership.
That's alomoves.com, code BFP. alomoves.com, code BFP.
So our next segment is, oh my God, I'm freaking out, in which we discuss things that we are freaking out about right now. And it could be big things, small things. Generally, it's for me, it's the things that I find myself obsessing over before bed, before I fall asleep, obsessing over while I try to fall asleep and fail. So, Shauna, what are you freaking out about?
So this week, I told my first friends outside of my closest inner circle that I'm pregnant. And that's usually a very exciting, wonderful thing to do. But I'm so paranoid about this pregnancy, as I mentioned before. And I just left that conversation feeling certain that I jinxed everything.
Oh, no.
Just like, oh, my God. Why did I tell my friends I'm pregnant? I'm not out of the first trimester yet. Only my closest friends and my mom know. And spreading the word is really just going to ensure doom. I mean, the way that my brain can just like spiral into these crazy thoughts sometimes that just really have no basis in reality. Yeah. I don't know why I'm so hooked on the idea of jinxing things, but I am. And so I really freaked out about that. But then my screening went well, as I told you. And so I felt better about it and felt like it was okay that I told them. And now maybe I'm feeling a little more confident to start telling more people.
That's exciting.
That I'm pregnant. It is exciting because once you can share your joy with the world and others and your friends and loved ones, it starts to feel more real. It starts to feel more exciting. And it's nice to have people be like, congratulations, I'm so happy for you, blah, blah, blah. You don't have that when you're keeping it a secret for so long.
Yeah.
Which you're in that phase.
I'm in that phase for sure.
Yeah.
Can't tell anyone, but I'm getting ahead of myself. That might be part of our BFP BFNs later.
Let's not go there. What's your freak out of the week?
It's such a first world problem, Shauna. Oh my God. I'm about to sound so obnoxious. So my husband and I, about a year ago, bought a house. Mm-hmm. Lovely house in Pasadena. It's great. In order to buy a house in Pasadena without being like a gajillionaire, you end up with a smaller square footage than maybe is appropriate for. Great for two people. Mm-hmm. For two people plus a baby, our sub 1,200 square foot house is going to be a little cramped.
Because you have two bedrooms right now.
We have two bedrooms. Okay. So we have two bedrooms, a big sort of kitchen, dining room, open, mm-hmm. what do they call them? Open floor plan?
Open floor plan.
And we have a yard that's like terraced, which is another thing to worry about another day. I'm not going to have a baby that walks for a while, so I have had worries about them crawling over the edge of my terrace backyard.
You're going to need to get some fencing, baby gates.
Yes. Yeah. But anyway, crossing that bridge when it happened. But anyway, the point is, our house is two bedroom, it's lovely, but I work from home. So one bedroom is my office and one bedroom is our bedroom and that's it. We don't have any extra space. So idea was we have a 3-car garage and we realized recently that we could get the permits to turn the third car area, which is already kind of closed off, into a little like mother-in-law suite. So we have a 3-car garage. It's like 2-car and then a third car is kind of separate. Mm-hmm. And we realized we could turn it into like a mother-in-law suite. So, or like guest bedroom. So we're working with an architect because Pasadena is super strict about permitting. So we have to have everything be above board or else we'll have to tear it out before we sell the house. We don't want to do that. So working with an architect to get the permits to build this mother-in-law suite, it's going to be great, but it's going a little slower than anticipated.
Always does.
Always. And I'm a little worried it's not going to be done before this baby shows up.
What are you going to do if it's not done?
I don't know. I mean, the baby is going to have my office. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to have an office. I mean, maybe I won't be working right away. I probably won't be working right
away.
That's
true. That'll buy you some time.
But also, no one can stay with us. Like,
you don't want people to stay with you in the beginning anyway.
I don't know. I'm like fully on board to have my mom like live with me for a month.
That would be helpful.
Also, there is a chance that Corey's going to be working and can't take time off during that time because of his job, which I guess I can just say. So he's a TV writer. Mm-hmm. And this year he had a pilot that he was making. And so he was out of town shooting his pilot from like mid-February to the end of March, and I'm due January 12th, and I can't really get him to not shoot a pilot. Like, it's just not a thing I can, you know, it doesn't, like, I know, like, in a perfect world, he'd have paternal leave and everything would be great, but, like, it just might not happen. And if he's in pre-production on a pilot right after I give birth, like, I'm gonna need my mom living with me, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, you better get on those permits.
So, yeah, we got to get on those permits. So that's what's keeping me up at night. First world problems. But they're valid.
My
concerns are valid.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And construction can be very stressful. So just, it's just the beginning, I'm sorry to say.
Thanks, Shauna.
Oh, sorry.
Says someone who just renovated a new a house recently.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Shauna, think of all the relationships you have in your life. From parents, siblings, your friends, kids, coworkers, even neighbors. There's a lot of human interaction, which we know doesn't always go perfectly.
Oh, you know I don't have a perfect relationship with my next door neighbor, and I can't change her, but I can work on my own reactions to her and how she treats my family.
Absolutely. Strengthening your own coping skills and setting healthy boundaries in any relationship are important, and therapy can be a great place to work on these types of things.
Not only that, therapy can help you handle stress, deal with burnout, and empower you to be the best version of yourself.
out and empower you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma, although of course it is helpful in those situations too.
I've noticed that doing weekly therapy helps me handle the things that cause overwhelm in my life, like constantly balancing kids, work, and self-care.
I love that therapy helps me have insights about myself that I might not have otherwise. It's always great to get an objective take on what I'm going through.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Become your own soulmate, whether you're looking for one or not. Visit BetterHelp.com/BFP today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BFP. Hey, listeners. This episode is proudly brought to you by LolaVie, an award-winning hair care line founded by the fabulous Jennifer Aniston. You know, hair so iconic, it needs no introduction.
Okay, imagine this. Jen got tired of the same old struggle we all face, choosing between hair products that work and ones that are actually good for us. With LolaVie, that dilemma is history.
We all put our hair through the wringer. Coloring, heat styling, stress, the list goes on. Over time, it takes a toll. That's why it's crucial to have products that not only repair the look of the damage, but also shield your locks from future harm.
Enter LolaVie's bestsellers, the cult classic Glossing Detangler and Perfecting Leave-In Conditioner. These aren't just styling products, they're your hair's new best friends.
And here's a treat for you listeners. For a limited time, you get an exclusive 15% off your entire order at LolaVie.com. Just use code BFP at checkout. I have been using the Glossing Detangler and Leave-In Conditioner, and I love them. I love how soft and healthy my hair feels after using them.
I love their restorative shampoo and conditioner plus intensive repair treatment. They smell so good, make my shower feel like a spa, and never leave my hair looking or feeling dry.
LolaVie's products are naturally derived in plant-based goodness. No silicone, sulfates, parabens, or gluten, and of course, cruelty-free and vegan.
Unlock Jennifer Aniston-approved hair at LolaVie.com. As our loyal listeners, you'll get an exclusive 15% off your entire order when you use code BFP at checkout.
That's 15% off your order at LolaVie.com with promo code BFP. Please note, you can only use one promo code per order and discounts can't be combined.
After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you.
Now we've got our weekly segment that we call BFPs and BFNs, which are slang, internet slang, baby board slang for big fat positives, which is a positive pregnancy test.
Right.
And big fat negatives, which is the opposite. We're just going to talk about what's good and bad in our week. So what do you got this week, Shauna?
I have a BFP this week, which is... maternity jeans.
Oh my God.
I have crossed over. Actually, I probably crossed over like 2 weeks ago. I'm not going to lie. I don't know if it's the second pregnancy, you just start to show more, or I'm just eating way more carbs, but I am bloated AF. I cannot fit into my old pants already. I feel like I'm starting to show a little bit, and I'm so uncomfortable going to work every day. I'm like unzipping my pants under my long shirt. And so I just pulled out my old maternity pants from last time, and they are so comfortable. Like, I just wish we could live in maternity pants always and forever.
Why can't we? So as a person who's newly pregnant for the first time, I don't know the joys of maternity pants yet.
Uh-huh.
I think I'm getting there soon. Can you explain what makes them so special? How are they different?
Jeans especially are great because, you know, jeans denim is kind of tight and stuff. And when you wear regular jeans up around your waist, it's still like that denim. It doesn't give. So maternity pants there's a couple kinds, but I've been wearing kind with what they call like a panel, which is basically like stretchy yoga material, like at the top of your pants, like where the button and zipper would be. So you have no zipper, no button, nothing. Your jeans stop at about your hips, and then like this big cushy like yoga stretch dream just comes up over your belly. And so there's nothing really like digging in.
Oh, that does sound nice.
To your little middle.
I gotta get on that.
Just get on it. It's so great.
I work from home. I don't have to impress anyone.
That's true. I go to work every day, like to an office. Luckily, it's casual and I can wear jeans, but yeah, so I can't wear yoga pants.
Do you have a favorite source, a favorite store, place to buy your maternity pants?
Well, Target is great. They also have the kind where they just have a tiny little like triangle of stretchy elastic in the corners. So like it's just a little bit stretchier. Those are nice too. Pee in a Pod has good ones too. I do like those. So yeah, the second you're feeling like your old pants aren't buttoning, I say go for it.
It's like 2 weeks ago. I'm just wearing dresses.
That's also a good solution. Very good solution.
And it's not like my uterus pushing out. It's just that I'm like bloated and I've been eating million carbs. Yeah. All right. I'm going to take that advice. So
what about you? What you got this week?
I've got a BFN.
What happened?
It's kind of a general blanket one, which I know you're going to sympathize with, which is not being able to tell people, especially with work stuff, why you're tired, why you're not able to quite meet deadlines the way you used to, why you're irritated as fuck at them. Like, not being able to, like, you have the best excuse in the world, but you can't use it because you're not supposed to tell anyone.
Oh, totally.
It sucks. Because, like, I do feel like if I could just tell, like, okay, here's a great example. 2 days ago, I finished this giant project. I'm a web developer. We launched this huge site about 3 weeks ago. And so I haven't actually had as much. It's been a little bit of a lull since then. And I haven't had as many meetings. And so I have been sleeping in to like 9 or 10, which is like very luxurious. I'm also kind of a night owl, so I will be up a little bit later. But, you know, I was like, fuck it, I'm pregnant, I'm tired, I'll just sleep in. But I had completely forgotten that I had a 10 a.m. Skype meeting.
Oh, no.
With these clients who are, like, the loveliest, nicest people. And I woke up at, like, 9:45. No, that's a lie. I'm already, like, trying to make it sound better. I woke up at 10:05. Started looking at my phone and was like, oh, fuck. I had a meeting. And, like, luckily, they had messaged and been like, can we push the meeting by 15 minutes? And
That's lucky.
Yeah, and I actually wrote them and I was like, oh, you know, I'm so sorry. I've been feeling under the weather and I didn't set an alarm, but I will be out at my computer in 5 minutes. Like, I might just need 5 extra minutes. And I did it and it was fine. And they're asking me, like, how are you feeling? Oh, I'm sorry, you're sick and all this stuff. And all I wanted to be like, I'm pregnant. Like, they would have been happy for me. And it would have been a much better excuse than, like, I'm feeling kind of sick. Meh.
Yeah.
But I can't tell them. Like, first of all, there's just so many reasons you can't tell. Like, I haven't told my dad yet.
Right.
I'm telling him for Father's Day.
Random clients.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Same thing with, like, I have a friend that I co-produce this comedy show with, and she's great, and she's in a play for the Hollywood Fringe Festival, and she really wants us to come see the play, and, like, I cannot sit through a classical theater production right now. Like, I just can't do it. I don't have the energy. I'm on the nauseous too much, but I can't tell her, like, hey, I'm not coming to your show because I'm pregnant.
I know.
I just have to be like, oh, I'm so busy. And then I feel like a shitty friend.
I know. Every time that happens to me, I just keep saying to myself, I'll tell them when they find out the truth in a few weeks.
Yeah.
You know, they'll understand.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've definitely bailed on social engagements in the last few weeks because of feeling the same way. And I just don't tell them that I'm pregnant. I just look like an a-hole.
Like a total flaky-flake.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, it's hard.
That's my BFN for this week. Hopefully it'll be done soon. I'm 9 weeks. You tell people around 12. Got a couple. All right.
You can do it.
Thanks, Shauna.
And thank you guys for listening to our podcast.
Yes, thanks so much for listening to us talk about our pregnancies. And subscribe on iTunes.
And rate us.
Yes, and we will talk to you next week.
See you then.
Be sure to check us out on Facebook at Big Fat Positive Podcast and on Instagram and Twitter at BFP Podcast. We also have a website, bigfatpositivepodcast.com. Hope to see you there. Thanks for listening.